We turn now from meat and fish to fowl, live poultry to be specific. For many years, the roosters and hens of Key West, Florida have strutted the streets freely. They've been a fixture on the island since the early 1900s when cockfighting was popular. But city commissioners have decreed that the chicken population is now out of control. They voted earlier this week to hire a chicken catcher to round up the birds and haul them out of town. John Jones is an assistant city manager in Key West. He says the chickens are everywhere.
We're a 2 by 4 mile island, you know, and it's a 7 mile or so. You figure the circumference and all. But literally, we got 2,000 chickens here running wild. So they're in the federal courthouse yard, neighbors' yards, they're in the streets. People have to stop and slow down because here comes a hen with 12 little bitties running across the street, and nobody wants to run over them. And the roosters are very territorial. They're ex-fighting gamecocks, descended all the way back to Columbus. You know, they'll fight dogs, cats, and humans.
Well, Mr. Jones, how did it get to the point that Key West has as many chickens as New York City has pigeons?
Well, what happens is that when all these supermarkets come in and chickens, you can buy frozen chickens and people got refrigerators, it's a lot of trouble to keep chickens up. You got to feed them. You got to inoculate them. They get diseases. You've got to kill them. You've got to defeather them and all like that. Well, people didn't do that anymore, so they just turned the chickens loose. In the meantime, the roosters, the guys that raised the roosters and all for fighting, they couldn't have no outlet for them. They turned them loose. So that's why we got the chickens.
Mr. Jones, now that the city has said enough is enough, how do you plan to get rid of all these chickens?
We made arrangements to haul them out, and we found an outlet for them with the wildlife rescue people out of St. Petersburg. They've got farms up in central Florida and all that really love these chickens. The only problem is to catch them, I was using my parks personnel to catch them because they had bucket trucks, and we could go up into the trees when they're roosting at night and get them out. But I had to do that on overtime.
So now you're looking for a chicken catcher. Is there a leading
somebody that's main job in and you have to do this now in the early morning hours or late in the evening. This person we have in mind just happens to be, we're lucky, he volunteered as a barber. He barbers a few hours a day, sort of retired. His family used to raise them and sell them and all, so he knows how to catch the chickens.
So he's a barber who at least has some experience.
You have some experience.
I have to ask you, now that you're looking for a chicken catcher, what makes a good chicken catcher?
Well, a good chicken catcher, and you can get all kinds of comments about this, okay? First, he needs to know how to trap the chickens. He's got to be, and I told him and everybody laughed, but he's got to be smarter than the chickens, okay? No one wants to hurt one single chicken in town. He'll concentrate on thinning the roosters down out of the areas where the complaints. Maybe we'll get the complaints down to 10, 15 a year, and we could handle that.
Well, Mr. Jones, good luck to you in this effort.
Well, if you want any chickens, let me know, and we'll send you some.
Fresh off the streets of Key West, Florida.
I'm serious. But you give me... I think it costs me $30 to $30 to $35 to air express a chicken somewhere. We got a deal set up, and we do this. We'll catch you a rooster, and we won't charge you for the rooster at all. You just pay the air freight on them, and you'll have one in the morning.
Okay? We'll tell you what. We'll let you know on that one.
You let me know. Now, if you want a whole bunch of them, we will put a bunch of them in a truck, and we'll make a special truck. I'll even drive the truck up there. And we'll let them loose out there. How about we put them in front of the Capitol up there?
Well, Mr. Jones, thank you so much.
Okay.
John Jones is an assistant city manager in Key West, and he joined us from a phone in his office.